Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on 94.3 KNIA and KNIA3 The Stream. Joined now by Norwalk Boys head coach Aaron Pelzer following the Warriors' 49-47 loss to Dallas Center Grimes tonight. Tough game, coach. You battled back a couple of times, but just it seemed like you couldn't quite get over the hump. You were down at one by 1 point at half, by one at the end of three, and they just made a few more big shots than you guys did.
Yeah, they were better than us. I don't know. I thought when we kind of went on a little run in that third quarter and took about a 4 point lead, maybe 4 or 5 point lead, and then it's on me as a coach, but we're just not very good at playing good basketball for long stretches right now, especially on the offensive end. I'm really pleased with where we are on defense, but I've got to find a way to make us more efficient and better on offense right now.
And what did you think of your team down the stretch? I mean, they were down 45-39, down 6 or 7 points there, got it down to a one-possession game. It just seemed like didn't get the breaks there down the stretch. You did get the one break where the ball went out of bounds. I think you got a good call there, but got it back, and Grady needed to make two there, missed the first, and that puts you in a tough spot with only two fouls against you. Once he missed the second one and they got the board, there wasn't much you could do.
Yeah, for sure. I was proud of the way we fought down the stretch. We kind of got ourselves into a little bit of a bad position there, and it could have gotten stretched to double figures pretty easily, but we battled back, and I'm proud of that part of it. And that's one of the things I just told the guys. I'm not questioning effort at all. I feel like we're playing our tails off. I just don't think we're playing very good basketball on the offensive end.
The Christmas break, I mean, it's tough. You had one scrimmage in there, but when you're practicing against yourselves all the time, you almost need an easier game, I guess, coming out of break, but you don't get it when you have the Mustangs on the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this, but traditionally we have not been very good that first game back from break in the last 4 years, well, probably since I took over, so that's probably on me too. But yeah, we there's not very many free nights in our league and on our schedule, so we knew we'd have to play well. I told the guys the positive part is I thought we played really, really poorly in terms of the offensive end, and we lost by 2 points. So there's a lot of things I think we can correct that will make a huge difference in how we're playing on the court.
Caleb Holtz was our player of the game tonight. He had 8 of his 10 points in the second half. Some big buckets for you. Mm-hmm. When you needed it from other guys that, you know, maybe you weren't getting it from Sigrist, they had him covered up pretty well, but he did make some key plays.
Yeah, Caleb does a really good job for us. He's that one guy that can kind of get in the lane and score, and he does that pretty well for us, and that's how he got, I think, all of his buckets tonight were off a little bit of penetration and scoring in that mid-range, middle-of-the-lane stuff, and we need him to do that for us, and he's kind of had a little bit of a tough go of things family-wise here, just with some grandparent things, and I was proud of his effort tonight. He did a good job.
Well, you've got a few days off now. You don't play in the Little Hawkeye the rest of the week. On Saturday, you go to Cedar Rapids to take on Kennedy, another really tough non-conference game. What are you going to be working on? What are some of those things that you really need to improve on before you go into that one on Saturday?
Well, I'd like to have us have a little better understanding of how we get good shots on offense. I felt like we addressed that pretty hard over break, and we're really working on that. But then we got into the game tonight, and I didn't see it. So I hope we play with a little more discipline on offense. I hope we play with a little more, I don't know, I want to look like offense matters, and it's hard, and you have to work for it instead of just throwing it around and taking the first shot we feel like taking.
That's been Norwalk Boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer after the Warriors lost to DCG tonight. Thanks for your time, coach. Good luck on Saturday.
Yep, thanks, Mike.